It's been 4 years since Nashville rallied to save RCA Studio A from demolition. But in the time since then, other redevelopments have continued to change the Music Row neighborhood. And the latest proposal could do away with the beloved Bobby's Idle Hour Songwriters Bar. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has looked into why so much tension surrounds the preservation of Music Row.
I got time for about one more song, then...
A laid-back friendliness greets everyone at the door to Bobby's Idle Hour. It helps to have an owner named Lizard.
And I've owned it for the past 5 years, but I've been drinking in here 20.
Lizard Tom Case in full, the keeper of the undisputed last tavern standing on Music Row. It draws tourists, Belmont students, and crusty industry veterans.
Songwriters come here from all over the world. They've heard about this place.
Someone's on stage nearly every day, in a corner of the bar collaged in photos and signed dollar bills that were left by visitors and performers, famous or otherwise.
One in particular has 11 number ones. He comes here almost every day. And then we have other writers straight off the bus and never been on stage before, and this will be their first stage in Nashville.
The Idle Hour celebrates the old-school Music Row. Not that there were abundant bars, but an up-by-the-bootstraps mentality, a neighborhood of businesses housed in bungalows where all comers could dream of making it big.
New high-rises, to me, don't fit the tone of Music Row, but, of course, money talks.
Change is on Lizard's mind because his block in the middle of 16th Avenue, five buildings, including music producers and a guitar repair shop, could all be demolished to make way for one big, glassy, seven-story office building. This is the latest tussle between competing visions of preservation and development, which drew worldwide attention in 2014. That's when the wrecking ball threatened RCA Studio A, where Nashville's signature sound was honed. Now the idea of demolishing Bobby's has struck another nerve. This summer, nearly 80 people packed a community meeting to look at the developers' plans, and they peppered them with speeches and combative questions.
Are you from here? I just had that question.
Yes,
and do you not care about Music Row?
I care very much about it.
So why are you, and you too, why would you guys want to build these buildings?
Without our story, we'd just be another Atlanta or Knoxville or Chattanooga. We have a story. People come here to hear our story.
That building, and I'm not putting it down, I'm just saying, it don't look much better than a parking garage.
Heard there was a cross-section of Music Row regulars, Rhinestone Wedding Chapel owner Brenda Anderson, musician-turned-tour guide Trey Bruce, and songwriter Chris Gantry. Also under some pressure was local councilman Freddie O'Connell. He says Music Row lovers have attempted to write a strong preservation plan, but there's resistance from the people who actually own the properties. The result, he says, Metro is powerless to stop demolitions.
We have zero tools for preservation on Music Row right now. Outside of the voluntary participation of property owners.
There's also a question of how well Music Row can accommodate the industry's major companies, some of which have left in search of better office space. The developer taking heat at the meeting, Whitfield Hamilton, says his goal is to keep music on the row, but in large new buildings. His team has built two office blocks for major music anchors.
And if you go look at what we're building, there's music being made, there's songs being written, there's royalties being collected, there's records being produced. We can all argue about architectural, what things should look like, but there will be large groups of folks conducting all types of business.
For Music Row, it's not that nothing will ever change.
And this is Carolyn Brackett with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which completed an exhaustive study after the battle over Studio A.
What we discovered is there isn't and never has been any other place like Music Row that is a neighborhood that has become this music center.
Different from New York or LA or Chicago, Detroit or Muscle Shoals, the Trust says the Row is a one-of-a-kind cluster of music that came together organically starting in the 1950s, like a music industry Silicon Valley. There are still more than 200 music businesses there, but Brackett says that number is falling, along with the buildings.
We have continued to see lots of demolition.
By the Trust's count, 43 knockdowns in 5 years, with studios replaced by high-rise housing. In that time, only Studio A was protected.
The urgency is as great as it's ever been or greater. I feel that we are at a turning point.
So the fight goes well beyond Bobby's Idle Hour. Music Row is in a coveted spot for development between downtown and Vanderbilt University. But the Little Bar, where Jonathan Long has been slinging beers for two decades, is where preservationists are making their stand.
Seems like every time somebody's got a handout that wants to make some money, they don't take into consideration the all the little dreams. You can't squash on people's dreams, man.
It just so happens that on Music Row right now, there are a lot of competing dreams. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Our reporting on Music Row continues this week. We'll have a conversation Thursday that explains some of the new Music Row policies that are being sought to preserve more properties.